there are people in the world who don't happen to have your best interests at heart. So they use this framework, this underlying communication system, to cause harm. And we now are confronted in the 21st century with both the positive and the negative consequences of a freely accessible and open platform. And so that's what we are now arm wrestling with. How do we make this system, how do we use the enabling power of the network while at the same time protecting against its abuse? Do those people who don't normally show up at the Internet Governance Forum worrying about, you know, the terms and conditions of Internet's operation, that those of us who are here care deeply about protecting the interests of the rest of the world that uses the system?
At the same time, you have all sorts of concerns about challenges to network accessibility. There's talk of people having to pay more to get access to the internet, and that presumably is not what you first envisaged when you wanted people to have as wide access as possible to this information. So you're at the Internet Governance Forum here in Geneva. Where are we with concrete proposals to make people accountable and ensure that people have this access to information?
Well, you've mixed together several things in that question. We want the network to be everywhere. It isn't yet. And so we have lots of work to build more infrastructure to support it. We want it to be affordable. And so we would like the cost to be as affordable as possible, which means driving costs out wherever we can. We'd also like it to be a safe environment so people can feel that they can trust the use of this technology for whatever transactions they choose to conduct through it. And so we have a great deal of work to do to satisfy all those different demands. Now, clearly, all the costs have to be paid for somehow. There's no free lunch. But what we can try to do is assure that those who would otherwise be inhibited from access to the net get the support they need to get to it. That might mean subsidies. It might mean simply driving costs out of the equipment and communications technologies used to build pieces of the net.
But is that going to happen given the pressure from private business on making money?
Well, to be quite frank with you, there are pretty interesting business models that make it possible to offer service to little or no cost to the users. At Google, for example, we are basically an advertising platform. We offer a very large menu of services on the internet that are cost-free to the users, but of course the advertisers pick up the cost. And so that's a sort of a three-way arrangement. There's nothing wrong with that.
And final question to you. Do you think that we're in the golden age of the internet? Do you feel that there is this huge amount of independence of action and responsibility that companies like Google have, for example? Do you feel that there's pressure coming in from states to claw back what they might see as a public space?
I think that we are, golden age is an interesting term. Since we only have half of the world online, I don't consider to have reached the goal. The goal is when everyone is online and everyone has access to this capability. But at the same time, we have to figure out how to make this a safer environment than it is today. And that's a goal that countries, nations, and companies, including mine, have an eye on.